Atik Yomin. Atik Yomin. Atik Yomin. This is an Aramaic word defined as macroprosopus. Macroprosopus, or the greater countenance, referred to Kepha and secondarily to Chachma and Bina. These words are described at great length in various parts of the book. Abi Agnus. Abi Agnus. Abi Agnus. The mystic mountain of the Rosicrucians, symbolizing the process of initiation. Abba. 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 This is the letter Yod of Tetragrammaton, the four-lettered divine name. It is the supernal father in the Aramaic language, referred to Chachma. The four aces. The tarot cards attributed to the four basic elements of earth, air, fire, and water. Acquisitio. 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 A Jupiterian geomantic figure signifying good luck and gain. Agni. 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 The tattvic fire element, also named Tejas. Tejas. Symbolized by a red equilateral triangle. Amar. 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 Referred to the He of Tetragrammaton, the first letter H of the four-lettered name. She is the supernal mother, the divine mother, referred to the Sephira of Bina, the third Sephira on the tree. Amar Elohim. Amar Elohim. Amar Elohim. Mother of the gods, literally. Referred to both the Yod and the He of Tetragrammaton. Now there are three words, three terms, that are alternate names of the infinite in Kabbalistic philosophy. Incidentally, please note that I'm going to repeat the pronunciation of all the foreign terms in this glossary two or three times, so that by listening, you will find it easier to get to the core of pronunciation. The first of these three terms is Ein, 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 and it means no thing or nothing. The second one is Ein Sof. Ein Sof. Ein Sof, which means literally without end, the infinite. And finally, there is Ein Sof Hour. Ein Sof Hour. Ein Sof Hour. These are the three veils of the absolute. Nothing. No limit. Light without end. Ake Baker. Ake Baker. Ake Baker. A Kabbalistic method of permutation. I will describe that a little bit more at length somewhat later on in this glossary. Akasha. 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 This is the first tattva. It is ether or spirit, depicted as a black or indigo egg. Albus. 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 A mercurial geomantic figure representing gain. Alembic. Alembic. An alchemical distillation vessel. Aleph. This is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the first path on the tree of life, uniting Kether with Chochmah. I will have a little bit more to say about the Hebrew alphabet and its pronunciations in a very few moments. Amissio. 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 A geomantic figure attributed to Venus, but representing loss. Apas. Apas. Apas, the gustiferous ether, referred to the element of water and symbolized as a silver crescent. Ararita. 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 A Hebrew notaricon comprised of the initials of a sentence translated as, "One is his beginning, one is his individuality, his permutation is one." Aretz. 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 The Hebrew word for the element earth. Arik Anpin. Arik Anpin. Arik Anpin. Translated as the Ancient of Days. Another title of Kether, the first Sephira. Aish. Aish. Aish is the Hebrew word for the element of fire. Asiya. 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 This is the lowest of the four worlds of Kabbalistic theology. It is the world of action and the world of form. The other three words will be defined as we proceed. Athanor. Athanor. An alchemical furnace. Atziluth. 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 This is the first of the four Kabbalistic worlds, and it is the world of archetypes. Auriel. 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 The archangel of earth, that means literally the light of God. Auriel, the light of God. Ave. Ave. Ave, the angel who allegedly communicated part of the Enochian system to Dr. John Dee.